Welcome to our worship of God on this Sunday morning as we praise God for his faithfulness that continues through all generations. Please pay attention to the announcements shared on page 6 in the bulletin and the weekly schedule on page 7, and recognizing that a week from today is Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. So the schedule coming up for Palm Sunday, the Palm Processional next Sunday at 10:30, and then we'll have Maundy Thursday service and Good Friday, and then the full slate of services on Easter Sunday with breakfast and an egg hunt and all those good ways that we celebrate Christ's resurrection. Gathered as the people of God, I invite you to greet one another in the peace of Christ.
Our opening scripture this morning is found in the book of Ezekiel. We're reading from the 37th chapter, verses 1 through 13. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones: I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says: Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says: O my people, I am going to open up your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them." Let us pray our opening prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful blessing of gathering together to worship you and hear your word. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So please rise if you are able. And for our opening praise, we will be singing three hymns consecutively right after the other. The first one is "Glorify Thy Name." For those of you who would like to follow along in your hymnals, it is number 29. Followed right after, number 30, "How Majestic Is Your Name." And then number 31, "Great Is the Lord." In between each one, between 29 and 30, and 30 and 31, Buffy will be playing a brief interval, and then we will start in singing the next one.
Amen. And I invite any children present to come forward for a children's message together. So we are in the season of Lent. Does anyone remember how many days Lent is? It's the church season we're in. So you notice all the purple around? It's the season right before Easter. Lent is 40 days. We're almost done with it. We're getting really close to Easter, a few more weeks to go. Lent is a word that simply means spring. And it makes sense, right? Easter's in the spring, and most of Lent is in the spring. And it's a time to get ready for Easter. And so I was thinking, Lent and spring, the activities we do are kind of similar. So when it gets warmer outside, maybe not quite yet, in the springtime, we would open our windows and let what come into the house?
Air.
Why would we do that?
Because so we can
breathe. Fresh air, right? That house has been closed up all winter, and it lets that fresh air come in. During Lent, all year, but especially Lent, is a good time to open our Bibles, read the story of Jesus and what he has done for us. Another word that the Bible uses for wind, air, is Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit working through the Word, refreshing us and bringing new life to us. During spring is a time that a lot of people clean their house, and you might go through your closet and find a bunch of old stuff that just needs to be thrown away. Like you could find an old shoe, right? And toss it or donate it or whatever you want to do with it, right? And in Lent, a lot of people will give up things. Like someone might give up chocolate or a bad habit, right? And then during that time, hopefully you kind of learn contentment with what you already have. I don't need those things. I don't need to be doing those things. I am fine without those things. Now, spring cleaning. It's when you clean your house from top to bottom. You clean under those rugs that haven't been lifted in months. You clean behind those couches that haven't been cleaned behind. You sweep all the dust that's hidden the house from top to bottom, right? You get out your sweepers and your vacuums and everything. Lent is also a time when we think about the messes that we made, right? We might have to think, who do I need to apologize to, maybe? Maybe I have to ask forgiveness for, or who can I forgive? And these things are what happens during Lent. You might want to fix something physically, right? And lastly, when it gets springtime and warmer, I have a bag of seeds. What else might you do? You can grow plants, right? You can start planting your garden, right? And you take care of the seeds, you water them, you fertilize them, and hopefully what grows out is beautiful, like flowers, or useful, like squash. And I learned this morning that squash is Pastor Eric's favorite vegetable. Didn't know that. This is summer squash, yeah. And the Bible tells us that we also, in our lives, need to be producing good fruits, like kindness and patience and gentleness. But all these things can be summed up with love. We should be producing love because of what Jesus did for us. And what did Jesus do for us? We're going to hear it in a couple weeks.
He got our sins away from our hearts.
Yeah, he died on the cross to cover our sins and take away our sins. He died on the cross, and after 3 days, what happens?
He rose again.
And all this thing he did for us, which produces our want to read Scripture and clean up and throw away those things that aren't needed and produce good things in our life. So let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for all that you've done for us and your great love towards us. We ask that you help us to be in your word, to do away with those things that distract us from you, to have our life full of forgiveness, forgiving others, and that we would produce good fruits. Kindness and gentleness and patience and all the other wonderful fruits that we produce love in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys.
I'm still trying to figure out how you can use the words useful and squash in the same sentence. Our Lenten reading comes from John chapter 11. It's the account of the friend of Jesus, Lazarus, and how he had died. And his sisters, Mary and Martha, had sent word to Jesus, and Jesus took his time in getting back to them because he knew that this was in some way going to honor God. So we pick it up at the 17th verse. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. And in verse 24, Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." In verse 38, Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." The word of the Lord. Coming to our time of prayer this morning, you see the concerns on the back of the bulletin. I would share that Lynn's surgery on Thursday went very well. She was home sometime late afternoon and is resting. She didn't have full motion of her left arm, but she's doing okay, and pain has been managed well. And she has a follow-up appointment in 2 weeks on April 5th, where we'll find out further news about the surgery. So thank you for your prayers and encouragement. Let's bow before the Lord. Lord God, God of the entire vast and amazing earth, we give thanks to you for this day. In the sights and the sounds and the smells and the promised outdoor activities of springtime, we are grateful for your works of creation and your works of recreation. Lord God, we pray that you recreate us in this day and in this season of Lent. Fill us with purpose. Fill us with hope in the opportunities presented before each of us in our daily lives, that we would gladly and boldly honor you. Lord God, we offer our prayers today. We pray for people who are going through personal trials, emotional or physical or spiritual situations that are causing anxiety, pain, and trauma. Lord, we pray for those individuals whose human errors have caused a fallout of suffering to others and to themselves. We pray for people whose safety and support networks have failed and who are left with fear and worry. Oh God, who wills health and wholeness, restore these people and fill them with the one sure and reliable and renewing source of power, the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray for the church, the body of believers. We pray for humble hearts and mindsets of service, all for your glory, O God. Lord, as we continue to look to Holy Week and Easter Sunday, Lord, open our hearts and our minds to the truth of your word, that we indeed would be your people, your disciples, your servants. Lord, help us to be the light as Jesus calls us to be the light. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the way that he taught us to pray, praying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory